Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Austin Durham, and today I will share to you the second part of the book banning discussion. So, why might sensitive books and materials in which some might find offensive remain unbanned? Well, today I have invited a supporter of unbanned books to describe to you why might we not ban books.
Well, there will always be people with diverse views and values, but this can also mean that beliefs and opinions that some people dislike and even find intolerable will often be advised through book banning. Reading books unbanned also gives students and knowledge seekers freedom of choice and freedom of education. This can help increase their individual knowledge and may even better themselves in some way.
Many unbanned book supporters see book banning not as parenting as a few book supporters see it, but rather they see it as their freedoms being taken away. They believe that parenting and library selection / choice should remain separated, and that parents or offended peoples should not be able to choose what we can and cannot learn from. I believe that both sides provide valid points and opinions that someone may agree with or may not agree with, and choosing a side can often be a tough dilemma for most people. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of this podcast, and I look forward to being able to speak to you again on the next episode of this podcast. Thank you for watching.